WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 73. 0.6 of an inch of rain so far this morning at Eastward Airport. Details in the Brazos Valley weather forecast follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Thunderstorms have caused scattered power outages in the Twin Cities. Latest information online at outages.btutilities.com and outages.cstx.gov. Voters in the city of Bryan can expect 24 special questions in this November's election. One of the leaders of the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee, City Councilman Mike Sutherland, says they have more than enough certified petition signatures to ask voters to make 10 changes to the city charter. City Council, which does not support any of the PAC proposals, will take final action tomorrow to ask voters to make 13 proposed changes. This afternoon, the Bryan School Board could decide to ask voters to approve a 2-cent increase in the property tax maintenance and operations fund. Meantime, no one filed last week for school board or city council in either Bryan or College Station. It means only one candidate has filed for each of the available positions. The homes of two former College Station retailers and a soon-to-be third former store are in various stages of making a comeback. City's Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz provided an update on the former Academy store.
The Academy Corporation owns that piece of property. They didn't want to put it out there on the market until they knew the moving date, and so it kind of got out there a little bit late. We've put it in front of some big retailers, one of which is negotiating a lease now with the owner. It's not signed, so I'm hoping that's going to be a thing. But, you know, things happen when you start negotiating leases.
Ruiz says prospects have been notified about the upcoming closure of the Gander Mountain store on the 15th. Ruiz on the Infomaniacs also says Specs Liquors opening a third store in the Twin Cities later this month, a retail store and a warehouse to occupy what used to be Linens and Things next to Home Depot. The Downtown Bryan Association's announced the main stage entertainment for next month's Texas Reds Festival. The headliner, multiple Grammy nominee Dina Carter, who will close the festival on Sunday, September 24th. Also appearing during the weekend, Rick Trevino and Jack Ingram. More information online at TexasRedsFestival.com. Wednesday, the 24th annual Feast of Caring, benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
What's unique about it is it's actually free and open to the public. The way that it is a fundraiser for the food bank is that we ask diners to make a donation in the amount of what they would spend if they went out to a restaurant.
Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says the modest meal of salad, beans, rice, sausage, and dessert donated by local companies and served buffet-style by community leaders, serving hours Wednesday, 11 to 1 at the Brazos Center. To-go plates are available along with credit card donations being accepted. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 6. Temperature is 73. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bluebell ice cream is a full half gallon of joy. It's a bridge across a kitchen table spanning generations. A toddler getting her first taste of magic. Bluebell is a best friend, a sad movie, and a good cry. It's dessert with new neighbors, soon to be old friends. A soldier after a 4th of July parade, savoring the taste of home. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. It wasn't hard to put Bluebell's most popular flavors in one carton. Homemade vanilla, Dutch chocolate, and strawberries in homemade vanilla. We call it Ultimate Neapolitan. The tricky part is getting a little of each flavor on one spoon. Practice makes perfect.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Looks like the start of the work week is going to be wet, and that wet weather is likely to continue through Wednesday. Stalled frontal system off to the north. Lots of moisture concentrating and pooling south of the front. Scattered showers and storms today. Heavy downpours possible 90. Showers and thunderstorms tonight 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow. We're back up near 90 degrees. A few showers and thunderstorms are still possible on Wednesday. Highs 90 to near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Ags practiced yesterday, which was the first Sunday practice in the Sumlin era. We'll hear from a couple of the players on how things are going so far. Meanwhile, the Astros rallied in the ninth to beat the Blue Jays, while the Rangers dropped one on the road to the Twins. And due to Ryan Tannehill's injury, the Dolphins have picked up Jay Cutler. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Although Tim Tebow is now in the picture instead of Cutler, according to some social media.
What?
Really?
What?
Yeah. I hadn't even seen that yet.
Oh, sure, Tim Tebow is. Of course he is. Guy who plays his ball at Florida comes in here. You just see that. Actually, you know, on the other side of that, prior to all the talk about who was going to replace Tannehill, I saw a couple of pieces over the weekend about how they have pretty much mismanaged him.
Yeah.
That last year they probably should have given him the surgery three games, you know, because he missed the last three games.
Mm-hmm.
Done the surgery then, wouldn't have had to go through whatever happened the other day at practice. And but anyway. And then there's Jay Cutler.
Huh? Yeah.
I don't even know who the guy is.
But he used to play for...
lived in mediocrity in Chicago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just heard a lot of people saying he wasn't a good choice. But anyway. Well, in the meantime, a restaurant in China recently busted for a promotional event.
Uh-oh.
That involved giving discounts to female customers based on their bra size.
Oh.
Hey.
Probably not a good idea, right?
What? What? Come on. Anyway, I know in this day and age. Now, look, in U.S. America, I can see that. But I figure in China, they can do about anything they want.
Yeah.
They're the government. You know, they control everything. An event offered discounts that ran from 5% for customers with an A cup measurement to a whopping 65% off for a G cup.
Wow.
Didn't even know that existed.
Me neither.
Business increased almost immediately by about 20%, but Chinese government backlash quickly ended the promotion.
As anticipated.
Yeah.
The thing is, it doesn't say what kind of restaurant it was.
Yeah, I was wondering if one of our two favorites in that.
If it Kentucky Fried Chicken? Is that what you mean?
I was going to say likely a chicken restaurant, well, like chicken wings.
Well, I'm not sure, but I'll see if I can research that and find out more. Because after all.
And send Cliff out on special assignment.
Yeah, see if he can do that.
There you go.
Info.
Mation.
And again,
or maybe too much information.
Yeah. And I'm not sure. Maybe you want to eat at a Chinese restaurant in China. I'm not sure about that.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, but in China, isn't Chinese food just food?
Food. Yeah. And you know how they prepare it and what you're eating.
Yeah.
Problematic.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Infomaniacs, when the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota, and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I guess really what people want to know is what's going on with the weather, where's the rain, how long is it going to be here? And I don't know, I woke up about 4:15 with a pretty nice bolt of lightning going on out there.
Oh, yeah.
And generally, we have, I guess the good news is we had that leading edge about 4:15 or so, but there is a good deal more that really goes out into the hill country, and actually Austin's getting pounded pretty much significantly right now.
Yeah, I saw where there's some flash flood warnings out in the hill country this morning.
Yeah, and anyway, and it's headed this way, so fingers crossed that that'll happen. Okay, Mike Leach is the head football coach at Washington State University.
And attorney at law.
Attorney at law, graduate of Pepperdine Law School. Cliff Howard has him on a regular basis because you never know. Well, he's in a peeing contest right now with Texas Tech, so you know he's going to talk about that. But, you know, one of the greatest coaches to cover as a member of the media.
Well, he was here a couple of years ago as a guest at the Brazos County Bar.
That's right, exactly.
And again, I appreciate that invitation. It was wonderful.
Yeah, that was when he was not coaching. Anyway, so after practice on Friday, here we go.
Well, what's the strangest thing you've ever autographed?
Strangest thing I've ever autographed. Okay, there was this lady, older lady. And it was an autograph signing, and there's just a whole group, and you could tell they're all family, and the kids were like, you know, in their 30s or so, you know, grown kids, like, so 30s or 40s, and I don't know, you know, and they're laughing as they get up, you know, kind of like they got a secret or inside joke, and they're kind of laughing, and so I'm thinking, well, what's this? And then the guy, and there's this bra, and this bra is huge. So the kid puts the bra up there on the table and says, "Can you sign my mom's bra?" And then behind is this older lady kind of laughing and I guess being a good sport with her kids, and it was clearly her bra.
So there you go.
At a Chinese restaurant.
I was going to say, yeah. I wonder how she'd do at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, she might be a 65% discount. Mike Leach, you never know what he's going to talk about. All right, here we go. This is August, what? We're almost in the middle of August, right? It's August the something.
7th.
Oh, yeah, 7th. That's it. 219th day of the year, 146 of them to go. It's particularly preposterous packaging day. If you go for alliteration.
Hey, I was going to say, it's also alliteration day?
Would you get that applause track out there? That was great
that was good
in the morning.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, it's Purple Heart Day. This is when the Purple Heart actually was designated by President Washington. That's why he's on that.
Oh. Interstate 35 in Texas is the...
Is that right? Is that the Purple Heart Highway?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Huh.
Professional Speakers Day. I guess that's us. We get paid to talk.
Yep.
National Lighthouse Day. I dig lighthouses. I really like lighthouses. Yeah. Lighthouses are cool. National Raspberry and Cream Day. We've been doing like raspberries for a week or so.
Is it like Raspberry Week?
Yeah, they're the forgotten fruit somewhat. All right, birthdays out there.
We do got birthdays.
Oh, that raspberry. No, not that.
Yeah. Francesca Eastwood is 24. That's Clint Eastwood's daughter.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Let's see. Mike Trout is 26. He's on the Angels. He's an outfielder. Samantha Ronson is 40. She's a DJ who was also dating Lindsay Lohan for a while, but I don't think so anymore.
Right.
Charlize Theron is 42, of course, from tons of movies.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and she's great. Michael Shannon's 43. He was Nelson Van Alden on Boardwalk Empire, the Prohibition officer.
Okay.
He was obsessive. Mm-hmm. And he was also the new General Zod in Man of Steel. Harold Perrineau is 54. He was Michael on Lost, and also he was in the Matrix movies. Now, we had on Thursday the original, the Ramon Estevez Sr. Today is Ramon Estevez Jr.'s birthday. He's the older brother of Charlie Sheen and younger brother of Emilio Estevez.
Oh, okay.
He's the middle one, I guess. He's 54. David Duchovny is 57.
Oh,
from
X-Files.
The X-Files. Yeah.
Californication.
The truth is out there. Wayne Knight.
Oh,
Jerry.
Yeah.
He's 62.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rodney Crowell is 67.
I like him more than a little bit. He's one of those few people
That's always been a treat when he performed at those A&M football season opening.
Yep.
Good stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Not bad at all.
BJ Thomas is 75.
Wow. And,
which is appropriate today for raindrops falling on my head.
From Rosenberg,
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
And Verna Bloom is 78, played Mary in The Last Temptation of Christ.
Oh.
And and was also the dean's wife in Animal House.
Okay.
So,
and Garrison, I haven't got a gig Keeler anymore.
No. He's invented his cottage industry of touring.
Oh, is he touring again?
He is touring independently of
all that.
Although under the same Prairie Home umbrella
sure.
organization.
Got that breathless delivery. He and Kiefer Sutherland ought to do a show together.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's 75 today. There you go, at 620.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The documents that the ACLJ got from the Department of Justice include several emails to the FBI that they said didn't exist, and the DOJ among officials concerning the meeting on the tarmac. And one with the subject line flag was correspondence between FBI officials and DOJ officials concerning, quote, flagging a story about a casual, unscheduled meeting between former President Bill Clinton and the Attorney General. And the DOJ official instructs the FBI person, let me know if you get any questions about this, and, quote, provides our talking points, DOJ talking points, on this. Now, why would the DOJ have talking points? That's what political operations do.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right
Sean
here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There is a common assumption about identity theft. A lot of people just believe it's credit card fraud, but credit card fraud is not the only form of identity theft. If you're protecting your identity by monitoring just your credit and your checking and bank statements, well, you could be missing some forms of identity theft. Now, good thing there's LifeLock.com, because they use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. Now, if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it for you. And by the way, they can't monitor all identity theft or every transaction, but they are by far the best. And if you act now, you'll get added protection of Norton Security for free for the first year when you bundle Norton and LifeLock memberships. And for a limited time, you'll also get a 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock.com membership. Just call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity15. That's Hannity15 in the promo code for LifeLock.com for 15% off. Terms apply.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners, in your home, at your office, and in our community.
So we've had a lot of stories recently where drug dealers will go to a police station and demand their drugs back, and it doesn't get much stupider than this. Well, except for maybe this guy. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, never doubt the power of people's social media vanity. Some cops in Wales recently put 35-year-old Wayne Esmond's mugshot on their Facebook page because he had a warrant out for assault. In the mugshot, his eyes are open very wide, and he kind of looks like a mix of shocked and crazy. Well, Wayne replied to the Facebook post last week, and he wrote, "I am him. Not a very flattering mugshot. I'd appreciate it if you take this post down, innocent until proven guilty and all that." How British of him. Well, he eventually reached a deal with the cops. If he turned himself in, they'd take down the photo. So he went to the station on Thursday, the cops arrested him, and they took down the mugshot. Unfortunately for Wayne, though, now that his story's out, that mugshot is all over the internet and definitely getting infinitely more attention than it was before. Good job, Wayne. That really paid off for you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year. Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this two-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
Hey, good morning, 625 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In the Brazos Valley, Canadians, a Williams Lake man has been arrested and fined after setting off fireworks to celebrate his return from an evacuation order. You see, the RCMP up there said officers were called to the area early Saturday morning. They found a guy who was drunk in public.
Imagine that.
Police also located several empty fireworks canisters on the man's property. Mountie said the man sobered up in an overnight holding tank, was released with more than $1,000 in fines for dropping, releasing, and mishandling a burning substance after breaking high-risk activity restrictions. That's like a burn ban. That's a fancy word for burn ban.
Yeah.
So what had happened is they had to evacuate because of a burn ban. He comes back to celebrate by setting off fireworks when there's still a burn ban.
And Dudley Do-Right gets him.
Well, jeez, yeah. I'm sorry. I was just trying to celebrate it.
That's it. Yeah, what we're going to have. And, you know, we were really right on the cusp of having a burn ban here, as a matter of fact,
yep.
If you think about it. Percentage-wise, they're telling us an 80% chance of rain today, which, as we've discussed before, and just in case you're new to this, what that percentage means is when these conditions exist, rain occurs 80% of the time. It's not like there's going to be an 80% coverage or any of that kind of garbage. It just has to do with the idea that when it's like this, it rains 80% of the time. As far as the rain is concerned, if you're driving to Austin this morning, it is going to be a very wet rain and a very wet trip. Heavy rain now in Bernie, Fredericksburg, so you get that the idea of where it's going. Actually, it's coming up out of Mexico. But the deal is, I mean, we're right in the way. I mean, it could rain all day.
The dome is open.
I know. It doesn't happen often. 60% chance of rain tonight. Actually, we still have a 50-50 chance of rain tomorrow. 40% on Tuesday night and on into Wednesday. The good news is, the double good news about that, is that that keeps the temperatures down low. Because we're down at, what are we, about 73, 74 right now?
Yeah, the Weather Service is guessing 1 to 3 inches.
Wow.
This week.
Well, and again, right now we will lap up every single drop of it. There's no doubt about that. So enjoy the cooler weather and the rain that we got right now. It's 627.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. OPEC members are in Abu Dhabi talking quotas. Representatives from oil-producing countries are trying to enforce their production cuts agreed on last year in the face of slumping oil prices. Iraq and the UAE are reportedly exceeding their quotas. So maybe you buy dinner at one of Los Angeles's 200 Fatburger locations, but would you want to own part of one? Fatburger CEO Andrew Wiederhorn says he's taking the burger chain public with an IPO sometime this month. He's also in the process of acquiring other restaurant chains to double the number of outlets. Dieter powerhouse Weight Watchers International rocketed 24% higher after posting growth in earnings and revenue over its second quarter. Yelp, another huge market winner Friday, with its shares blasting 26% higher after a better-than-expected quarter and selling its Eat24 delivery service to Grubhub. The Dow opens today on the back of 8 straight record closes and 9 straight days in the green. It added 66 points Friday. Futures are trending upward. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise.
If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park,
The magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
WTAW News Time, 6:30. The temperature is 73, 0.6 of an inch of rain recorded at Eastward Airport so far this morning. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, presented by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. I'm Bill Oliver. This morning's thunderstorms have caused scattered power outages in the Twin Cities. The latest information is online, outages.btutilities.com, outages.cstx.gov. College Station's Economic Development Director says a big vacancy in an existing retail building has been filled.
We've got the old linens and things next to the Home Depot.
Yes.
It's been vacant for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Specs has leased that space, and they're going to run their retail operation as well as a wholesale kind of warehouse operations out of that. They're going to open mid-August.
Specs going to keep their location. The Culpeper used to be called Culpeper. I don't know if it still is.
They're keeping that location as well as the one. This will be their third one in town.
Natalie Ruiz on WTAW's Infomaniacs repeated what she mentioned in her latest city podcast, that the most asked question remains, when will Papado's start building on land they purchased 6 years ago?
They own the property. They're continuing to spend money on the property and drainage design and site plans and things like that. So those are all good indicators, and they say they're still coming. They're going to do it at their own time.
Ruiz also says negotiations are underway to fill the former Academy store, and potential prospects are being pitched to move into the Gander Mountain store, which Ruiz says will close the 15th. The second week of the filing period for this November school board and city council elections generated no new activity. That means just one person's filed for each of the openings. Organizers say they've collected enough signatures to ask Bryan voters to make 10 changes to the city charter in this November's election. Mike Sutherland of the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee says certified signatures have passed the minimum 1,741 by almost 100. What the PAC is pursuing is different from the Bryan City Council's proposed 13 changes to the charter. Council to consider that for final action tomorrow. This afternoon, the Bryan School Board could take final action on asking voters to approve a 2-cent increase in the property tax for maintenance and operations. That's in order to generate $1.4 million locally and get $3 million more from the state. About 24 hours after Bryan police issued a public request to look for a runaway, the 16-year-old was found. Luna Curtis found safe Friday night in Austin, 5 days after the runaway report was filed by family members. For the next 3 days, motorists should avoid the intersection of Welburn Road and Bryan with F&B and Old College. The city of Bryan reports second phase of changing the traffic pattern of Welburn will be taking place. Details online at bryantx.gov. It's time for the Brazos Valley Food Bank's annual community lunch, Feast of Caring. Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says in its 24th year, the fundraiser, which is Wednesday, is a reminder that hunger is an issue faced by some all year round.
Don't know how many of us would choose to go out and order rice and beans at a restaurant. Maybe we do, maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. But that the menu is obviously symbolic of a modest meal, but you get great portions, and all of this food is donated from a lot of great local companies.
Local leaders serving lunch Wednesday, 11 to 1 at the Brazos Center. As the state legislature begins the second half of the special session, Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station says the big issue that's looming now is property tax rollback legislation affecting counties and cities.
Some of the thinking of all rural counties, anything you do, you put a Band-Aid on it, you don't have the rollback affect them. But if you pass the bill, their line of thinking is they're going to come back in 19 and then hit them hard again with rollback.
On the Infomaniacs, Cassell expects a number of the governor's bills to pass during the special session will be in the double digits. Before the U.S. House and Senate began their August recess, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was overseas visiting naval installations in Spain, the United Kingdom, and Italy.
One of the things that has developed over the past few years is that the ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile capabilities of Iran and some of the other folks over in the Middle East. And so our Navy has been repositioned over there on a robust basis to deal with that threat.
Forrest says U.S. Navy on a pretty high-intensity deployment protecting allies from Russian missiles that are now in Iran and other Middle Eastern countries. WTAW News Time approaching 25 minutes from 7. The temperature is 73. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News presented by CHI, St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Let's think Thanksgiving. Yep, it'll be here before you know it. The folks at Amish Furniture for Generations want you to think about Thanksgiving, because if you are during the holiday season, it starts around then, going to have a lot of people around. Wouldn't you want to show off that perfect table and chair grouping for Thanksgiving holiday? Well, here's what happens is they want you to think Thanksgiving at Amish Furniture for Generations, and that's why during the month of August, Amish Furniture is having a builder's special sale. You can save 10% on these exquisite tables and chairs with over 300 styles available. You can pick from this gigantic selection in the store or have it custom built just the way that you want it. But the deal is, you need to order now to be able to take advantage of that 10% savings, and you order now to make sure that you've got it by Thanksgiving. As we've told you, from day one, the buying experience at Amish Furniture for Generations is different than it is from any other store, because this is solid wood furniture that is bench-built by Amish craftsmen. Then Kent goes and picks it up and brings it down here. So choose from oak, cherry, maple woods. Combine the special things that you want in that table. You can do all that right now and get a 10% savings. For more information, you can give them a call at 774-4500. Stop in and see them, though. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
This is Jeb Blair, Class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam at BrianBroadcasting.com.
Good morning, 637. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Should be a bit unsettled with scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area for today. Some locally heavy rainfall possible. Temperatures today, they're going to be very close to 90 degrees. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue. Overnight lows will be 75 to 80. Showers, thunderstorms again tomorrow with a high close to 90. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and storms, 75 to 80. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Travion Williams and Coda Martin on day three of the Ags fall training camp. Meanwhile, the Rangers fell to the Twins in Minneapolis while the Astros rallied to take down the Blue Jays. And Hideki Matsuyama tied the course record in Akron to take the Bridgestone Invitational. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is this like the 12 days of Christmas on the third day of A&M football practice?
Absolutely.
Pretty much, yeah.
We'll have...
just wondering.
Yeah, we'll have everything but injuries. Mm-hmm. If there's any injuries, we don't hear about that.
Although we're supposed to give, you know, immense thanks for having the access we do.
Well, yep, there we go. Some teams that doesn't happen. I don't know if you've heard at the University of Texas, they are not going to allow anybody to do Facebook live feeds when they talk to the coach. they have to wait at least 10 minutes until it's over before they can send anything out.
Oh.
Well, and, I heard this on Louie's show the other day, and Louie was getting all angry about this and all bent out of shape about these journalists and yada, yada, yada. But the deal is sometimes there are people in there who don't have good journalistic judgment, too.
Well, define journalism.
Yeah, true.
you can't.
And bottom line is it's sports.
Yeah.
The sun comes up tomorrow no matter who wins or loses. We know that. So it's not really
important. But not everybody knows that.
Yeah, not serious stuff, but apparently. And so we'll see if that becomes the trend, that nothing can really be sent out live from a coach's comments, which probably a lot of coaches would like to see that happen.
Yeah, I think so, probably.
All right, anyway, and stuff that affects a whole lot more of us in sports, the weather. We're kind of in a little lull right here in Bryan College Station. We are getting some light rain, but there's more heavy rain off to the southwest, and it is marching this way. And again, if you're headed over toward Caldwell or to Austin, you can anticipate to have heavier showers. And then the leading edge of this stuff, if you're having to drive over toward Huntsville, you'd be getting some of that right now. So just about any place that you drive, you're going to have to be in some rain. So there. All right, so Congress isn't in session anymore for right now. They'll be back, unfortunately. But in the meantime, that means that we get to, I don't know, hear about other stuff, like that Mike Pence is running a, quote, shadow campaign, that he wants to be president.
A New York Times article Sunday says not only Vice President Mike Pence, but other Republicans are jockeying for position in the 2020 race. In a White House statement, the vice president called the report categorically false. On ABC's This Week, advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, said Mr. Pence is a great compliment to President Trump.
A very loyal, very dutiful, but also incredibly effective vice president, active vice president with this president.
Conway labeled the report complete fiction, saying the vice president's focus is set now on GOP reelections in 2018. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very easy to see that Trump should say, I've had enough.
Right.
And I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, is that why the Donald's in New Jersey? Because he's now interviewing Christie for next vice president. Can we start that rumor?
Oh, that'd be a fun one. Yeah. No, you know, and that's the deal is they're replacing the air conditioning and heating system in the White House. He has other places to stay.
Yeah.
It's really okay. You know, it's all right.
Yeah, but he's not at Camp David.
No, he's not. That's true. Well, he probably thinks that's a dump too. Right?
I guess at least the supposed Republicans who are reportedly doing this are waiting until 2020, whereas the Democrats want him out now.
Right. Well, and you know, they talk about these people lining up and jockeying, and we were discussing this yesterday. I don't know that things haven't changed so much. It used to be that, you know, you come in, you get elected, you become a United States senator, and you run for president from the Senate.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, now we got an actor, former wrestler, who may be running for president. I just think things are different now.
Yeah, they're very different. Yeah.
You mean let's blame it on Jesse Ventura?
Well, that'd be good, yeah. But just because you're a senator, that doesn't mean...
Or Schwarzenegger before that.
Yeah. Or Ronald Reagan. I mean, yeah. But, you know, just because you're a senator doesn't mean people want you to be president. So Mitch McConnell, speaking of senators, okay.
Do we have to?
Yeah. Over the weekend, talking about the GOP's failure so far to ditch Obamacare last month. According to WFPL Radio, Mitch McConnell told an audience at a Republican event in his home state, quote, "I choose not to dwell on situations where we come up a little bit short." Let's translate. I choose not to talk about when we friggin' fail at what we're supposed to do.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, there's sports again, winners and losers.
Yeah.
Politics and sports are closer than you realize.
Then he goes, even on the night when we came one vote short of our dream to repeal and replace Obamacare, here's the first thing I thought about. Better Hillary Clinton. It's better. Feel better. Hillary Clinton could be president.
That's true.
No, it's not. It's you're not doing your job, okay?
Yeah.
Go do your job. Because if you don't, you're going to get voted out. And he thinks that's the satisfactory answer?
It's definitely not satisfactory to the situation, but I will say It's better because if Hillary Clinton were still president, we also still wouldn't be having a repeal and replace of Obamacare, but we'd also have more Democratic policies in place.
Well, actually, he'd have some political shade. He could go, oh, well, she'd veto it.
Yeah.
Just go do your
just
job.
Just do it. Do stuff.
Sick of hearing all of these people
okay,
do that.
Let me interject here on a more serious note here. Car off north side of Highway 30 at the middle bridge at the Navasota River Bottoms. Westbound traffic should watch for people and vehicles on the side of the road.
Okay, northbound 30.
On the north side of the highway.
North side of the highway, and it's on Highway 30.
Between here and Huntsville.
Yep.
Middle bridge.
Well, again, you ought to be watching anyhow because it's dark and it's raining, and that's true. All right, good. Thank you.
Yep.
Jerry Brown on Meet the Press. You know, there are people who think Nancy Pelosi ought to step down. Well, why? If you got people like Mitch McConnell running the Republican Party, she could be in leadership again. Here he goes. Here's Jerry.
Well, I'd say we have to recruit better candidates. I always hold the candidate responsible.
Yeah.
So if some candidate doesn't win, don't blame it on somebody else, like the Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, or he didn't mention Hillary, did he? He didn't mention Hillary. What did you just say?
Well, I'd say we have to recruit better candidates.
Oh.
I always hold the candidate responsible.
Uh-huh.
So if some candidate doesn't win, don't blame it on somebody else, like the Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
And can I quickly go really off in the right field?
Oh, sure.
No local candidates filing last week. Only one person per seat for Bryan and College Station School Board and City Council. So now, don't you think what's happening on the national level filters down to the local level? Why do I want to mess around with all this?
Yeah, sure. Well, and there's no doubt. But the deal is, it's really, really, really important for you to start understanding who those boys and girls are who are on your school boards. Because you're about to have one school district who is going to now vote to have an increase in taxes.
Although they will quickly say, but we're also decreasing.
Yeah, I understand. But here's my point that nobody is saying, and that is, if you look at the property values in the school district, it's gone up 12%. Now, isn't that a 12% increase in funding then for that school district?
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Without changing the rate, yep.
So there. And again, I've always said
But they don't want you to know that.
I know. And I always say it, the school board races look like junior varsity basketball scores. You know, somebody wins with 47 votes or something. This is crazy. Those people they control a whole lot of money. They really, really do.
And you can have more impact at the local level than you can at the state and national.
Yeah. Exactly right. That is exactly right. And maybe, you know, and I know that the Democrat Party is trying to be more active in Brazos County. And I'm not saying the Democrats are the answer, but I'm saying they are trying to be more active to give people some sort of an alternative, some sort of a choice. But, you know, we don't ask enough hard questions of the people who are on those, you know, running for those school board positions. They may be names that you know or people you've done business with, but, you know, they control a ton of taxpayer money. Yes?
Yes. Did you see the picture of the Senate leadership group coming out for their press conference after they failed to repeal Obamacare?
I don't
remember. Everybody had a frown on their face except McConnell. He had a smile from ear to ear.
Well, there you go. It's
makes sense. Yeah.
Again, and he's the leadership of the Republican Party. But, hey, they I guess they understand what's at stake. I figure they're smart enough to know that. All right, 6:48.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue.
Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Gardeners often make a lot more work out of their hobby than they need to. Sometimes simple explanations focus the true facts quickly. I have some of the more common, odd problems of horticulture along with reasoned solutions. Perplexing plant problems simplified right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is the alternative solution effectively to protect your fruit and vegetables using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and results you want. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is in a convenient and easy-to-use, ready-to-spray. Its 3-in-1 product kills fungus, insects, and mites, including spider mites. It prevents black spot, rust, powdery mildew, and more. Read the label for a complete listing. This product can be used on roses, vegetables, flowers, shrubs, and houseplants. You can use it up to the day before harvesting fruit and vegetables. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center and visit bayeradvanced.com/natria for more information and money-saving offers. Bayer Advanced Natria, inspired by nature, enhanced with science. Read and follow label directions. bayeradvanced.com. So we're talking about some of the unusual plant problems we encounter. What can you do when tree roots are at or above the soil surface? No matter where you live on this planet, 90% of your tree's roots will be in the top foot of the soil. It's just the way the trees grow. As your trees get larger over the years, those roots that were originally nearest the soil surface may well expand up and out of the soil. At that point, you can either remove one or two roots per year, or you can plant shrubs or tall ground covers to conceal the roots. Do not, however, add soil to cover the roots. They'll merely get larger and expand up and out of the soil. You'll have to add more, and soon you'll have a small hill. Another question. What can I do to get grass to grow in the shade? Oh, have I ever been asked that one? It's the most asked question I get. All of our permanent turf grasses need at least 4 or 5 hours of direct sunlight daily to hold their own, more if you expect them to grow and remain full. St. Augustine and fescue are our most shade-tolerant grasses. St. Augustine is adapted to most of Texas, fescue only to the cooler parts of the northwest Texas. We use St. Augustine in many mature landscapes because it will grow in the shade, but when the area is too dark, the St. Augustine will thin and fail. And what do you do? Well, that's when you switch off to shade-tolerant ground covers. Maybe you try removing one or two low branches, but usually you end up with ground covers. How often should I water my plants? Well, there simply is no good answer to that question. There are too many variables, from temperature to rainfall, humidity, sunlight, and wind. Different plants will dry out at different rates. Water your plants deeply when you do water them, and then wait until they dry out again before you water again. That will encourage deeper root growth, which is important in the long term for the health and vigor of the plants. What are the best native plants for our landscape? Well, native is native where they're growing naturally. 10 miles away, it may not be native. It may not even be adapted. But for most of Texas, if you're talking about shade trees, pecans, live oaks, Schumard red oaks, lacy oak. If you have deeper, more moist soils, bur oak and chinquapin oak. Cedar elms and pecans are also excellent Texas natives. When it comes to native shrubs, however, that list is much, much shorter. That's why native plant landscaping is a lot more challenging than a lot of people would like to realize. I prefer to use adapted plants. That's my operative word. I'm Neil Sperry. Fast trees have big troubles. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, for the first time in the Kevin Sumlin era, the Aggs practiced on Sunday for day 3 of fall training camp. Sophomore Travion Williams was on display and says he feels like he's made significant growth since his freshman year.
A lot more comfortable because, you know, now I know what to expect. You know, last year being a freshman and, you know, kind of getting thrown into the fire. But, you know, the coaches got me ready last year. But now seeing it from a different point of view, but it's definitely big. You know, I'm enjoying it and the guys around me are doing great. So just feel comfortable.
Meanwhile, left tackle Coda Martin leads a young line that sees 0 senior starters and some big shoes to fill after the graduation of Avery Genesee and Jermaine Illuminor. Martin says the key is a solid unit.
We are close. This is the closest team I've ever been on. I'm really looking forward to the season.
I love those guys. And so being able to be at a left tackle spot is an honor, and I'm working my tail off to get better and to do everything I can to help my team win. Looking forward to the season. So
the Aggs have the day off today but return to practice tomorrow. They kick off the season on September 3rd against UCLA in California, and you'll be able to catch the game right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers game against the Texas Marshals was canceled last night due to severe weather. Instead, the Bombers will meet the Marshals in a doubleheader tonight in Texarkana to wrap up the regular season. The Bombers clinched the regular season title earlier this weekend after a 12-inning walk-off victory over the Acadiana Cane Cutters. The games tonight begin at 6 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
pitch on the way, and that's live. Walk-off winner for the Astros, 7-6, Juan Cincinnato, and his first game back comes through, and he's bobbed past first base.
Juan Centeno hit an RBI single with two outs that capped a four-run rally in the ninth inning, lifting the Houston Astros over the Toronto Blue Jays 7-6 yesterday. The Astros have the night off tonight, but return to action tomorrow to face the White Sox in Chicago. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, Max Kepler and Brian Dozier smacked two-run homers in the second before Eddie Rosario launched a third-inning blast to power the Twins past the Rangers 6-5. Adrian Beltre and Joey Gallo homered for Texas. The Rangers also have the night off but start a fresh series with the Mets tomorrow in New York. First pitch for that one scheduled for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, a person familiar with the situation says free agent quarterback Jay Cutler has agreed to terms on a contract with the Miami Dolphins. The one-year deal is worth $10 million plus up to $3 million in incentives. Cutler is expected to compete with Matt Moore for the starting job, while Ryan Tannehill remains out with a left knee injury that could sideline him for the entire season. In Canton, as he often did on the field, LaDainian Tomlinson stole the show with a powerful speech calling for, quote, Team America to be a place for inclusion and opportunity. The great running back of the San Diego Chargers was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The 2017 roster of entrants into the Shrine was deeply impressive. Fellow running back Terrell Davis, quarterback Kurt Warner, defensive end Jason Taylor, safety Kenny Easley, place kicker Morton Anderson, and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. And out on the links, Hideki Matsuyama fired a 9-under-61 to erase a two-shot deficit and take the PGA's Bridgestone Invitational in Akron, Ohio. Matsuyama birdied his last three holes and tied the course record held by Jose Maria Olazaba, Tiger Woods, and Sergio Garcia. Matsuyama's 16-under total was five strokes better than Zach Johnson. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now, co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. Everybody knows about Sports Illustrated's famous swimsuit edition, but now The magazine company is diversifying into the modeling business. Time Incorporated, which owns the magazine, says it has launched Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Enterprises.
Non-traditional revenue.
Yep, a spin-off company which will use models it discovered to plug their swimsuit edition all year long and unveil SI-branded swimsuit lines as well. Yeah. Extending the brand.
Retail locations and online shopping to come.
Oh, I'm sure, without a doubt. And don't forget, Amazon will get it there for you in like a day. All right, here we go with the weather. Yes, there's rain out there, and there's going to be rain most of the day, it looks like. We're kind of in the pattern right now, and it's the perfect kind of rain, just kind of light. The other thing is, it keeps the temps down. High temperature today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday, probably about 91 or 92, much better. We'll continue to have a chance of showers out there. If you're driving almost in any direction, you'll get some rain. It's 74 now. WTAW, College Station Bryan, 7 o'clock.